ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो चैप्टर फर्स्ट एंड टेक्स्ट 18।
प्रायश्चित्तानि चिराणि नारायण परान्मुखं न निवसन्त राजेन्द्र सुराकम्भा विभुक्तः। प्रायश्चित्तानि चिराणि नारायण परामुखं न निःस्फुरणानि राजेन्द्र सुरकुम्भम् इवापगः। प्रायश्चित्तानि चिराणि नारायण परामुखं न निःस्पृतन्ति राजेन्द्र सुराकुम्भम् इवापगः। प्रायश्चित्तानि चिराणि नारायण परान्मुखं न निःस्पृशन्ति राजेन्द्र सुराकुम्भम् इवापगः। प्रायश्चित्तानि चिराणि नारायण परान्मुखं न निःस्पृशन्ति राजेन्द्र सुराकुम्भम् इवापगः। प्रायश्चित्तानि चिराणि नारायण परान्मुखं न निःस्पृणन्ति राजेन्द्र सुराकुम्भम् इवापगः।
लेडीस, व्हाट व्हाट मीनिंग? प्रायश्चित्तानि, प्रोसेस ऑफ अटेनमेंट। चिराणि, very nicely performed. Narayana Paran Mukham, a non-devotee, na nishputante, cannot purify. Rajendra, O King, Sura Kumbham, a pot containing liquid, Eva, like apagaha, the water of the river. Translation, you can recite after me. My dear king, as a pot containing liquor cannot be purified even if washed in the water of many rivers. Non-devotees cannot be purified by processes of atonement even if they perform them very well. Purport, please hear. Purport given by Abhetana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Sansa Prabhupada. Sir Prabhupada Maharaj ki, to take advantage of the method of atonement, one must be at least somewhat devoted. Otherwise, there is no chance of one's being purified. It is clear from this verse that even those who take advantage of karma kanda and jnana kanda, but are not at least slightly devoted cannot be purified simply by following these other paths. The word prayasitam, prayasitani is plural in number to indicate both karmakanda and jnanakanda. Narottam Das Thakur therefore says karmakanda, jnanakanda, kevala visayara bhanda. Thus, Narottam Das Thakur compares the path of karmakanda and jnanakanda to pots of poison. Liquid and poison are in the same category. According to these words from Srimad Bhagavatam, a person who has heard a good deal about the path of devotional service, but who is not attached to it, who is not Krishna consciousness, is like a pot of liquid. Such a person cannot be purified without at least a slight touch of devotional service. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakrun Militam Enam Tasme Sri Gurave Namo Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Enam Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sijuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Navaisam Vansam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitam Sa Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatadesha Tarine Namo Mahavajanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurotvise Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. I would like to seek blessings from all of you. And I would welcome the devotee and other people who have come for this Bhagavatam class. This is the topic we are discussing amongst the Yamadutas and Yamaraj. Yamaraj spoke to his messengers whom to be left out and whom to be brought to his courtyard. And the real attainment has been described here. It has been told by Narottam Das Thakur that yesterday Bhima Prabhu spoke very nicely what type of atonement was there, people would perform every day, that just like an elephant, he goes to a deep water up to his neck and he takes bath for long time, and when he comes out and he accumulates the mud and again he throw it on his back. So this type of atonement is there in the material world. That's why Narottam Das Thakur, the great warrior of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, he spoke. Karma kanda jnana kanda kevala visayara bhanda amrutamo liya jabe kha নানা ইউনি সদা ফিরে কদর ভক্ষণ করে তার জন্ম অধপত যায়। কর্মকাণ্ড জ্ঞানকাণ্ড কেবল বিষয়ের ভাণ্ড, দ্যাট মিন্স দ প্রসেস অফ কর্মকাণ্ড অ্যান্ড দ জ্ঞানকাণ্ড ইট ইজ লাইক এ পট ফিল উইথ পয়জন ফিল উইথ লিকুইড। অমৃত বলিয়া যদি খায় জাস্ট পিপল আর ড্রিঙ্কিং দিস কর্মকাণ্ড জ্ঞানকাণ্ড থিঙ্কিং টু বি এ নেগেটেড দেন দ ফাইনালি দ রিজল্ট উইল বি এ ডিজাস্টার ইন হিস লাইফ। কর্মকাণ্ড জ্ঞানকাণ্ড কেবল বিষয়ের ভাণ্ড, অমৃত বলিয়া যদি খায় হোয়াট ইজ দ্য রিজল্ট, নানা ইউনি সদা ফিরে। দ্যাট পার্সন হু টেক দ্য প্রসেস অফ কর্মকাণ্ড জ্ঞানকাণ্ড হি হ্যাজ টু again enter the 84 minutes of stress of life, circle of birth and death. Nana yuni sada fire, kajar bhakshana kare. The human form of life, it has been called, it's a junction point. From the junction point, person, the living being, the soul, if he wants to be elevated from the position, he can be. Or he want to be here, he can be. Or he want to degrade himself by performing this karmakanda and jnanakanda, then he certainly be degraded from his position. But if one person want to achieve the ultimate goal of life, prema pumartha mahan, then he has to chant the holy name of the God, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, রাম রাম হরে হরে। মনুষ্য জনম পাইয়া রাধা কৃষ্ণ না ভজিয়া জানিয়া সু নিয়া বিষ খাইনু। হ্যাভিং এ বার্থ অফ হুমান বিংস অ্যান্ড নট ওয়ার্শিপিং রাধা কৃষ্ণ, দ্যাট মিন্স ওয়ান পার্সন নোয়িংলি ড্রিঙ্কস পয়জন টু হিমসেলফ, then you know the result of what is going to be happened. So Narottamdas Thakur says in another bhajan, so real attainment means amito go nitya dasam janinu e baro amaro palana bharo এখন তোমার বড় দুঃখ পাইয়াছি স্বতন্ত্র জীবনে, দুঃখ দূর গেলা উপদ বরণে। আমি তব নিত্য দাস জানুন এবার, দ্য রিয়েল অ্যাটনমেন্ট ইজ পার্সন শুড নো হি দ্য সার্ভেন্ট অফ গড, he is the das. But now the people in general, they became boss, vasanu boss. That's why there is a problem. They want to become lord over the material nature. They want to become a great person. They want to become a great personality. They want to become a vasanu boss. There was a conversation, once Prabhupada was called to one meeting, that there were so many great persons of the world, they came to that meeting. So Prabhupada was one person, so let me know what is your goal of your life. Then he removed his visiting card and kept on the top. That means he wanted to become the richest person in the material world. That was his goal. That is not goal. Ami tabo nitya daso janinu ebar. My dear lords, now I came to know that your lotus feet is the ultimate goal of human form of life. Ami tobo nitya das janinu ebar, amaro palana bhara ekhono tomar. And I came to know that, I understand that, my maintenance, my reserves, my whole thing is depend on you. I am not a independent soul, but I am dependent on lotus feet of your lordship. ଆମର ପାଳନ ଭାର ଏଖନ ତୁମାର ବଡ ଦୁଃଖ ପାଇଅଛି ସ୍ୱତନ୍ତ୍ର ଜୀବନେ ବାଇ ଦ ଇଣ୍ଡିପେଣ୍ଡେଣ୍ଟ ଲାଇଫ ଆଇ ହାଭ ସଫର୍ଡ ମେନି ମେନି ଲାଇଫ ଟାଇମ୍ ମେନି ମେନି ବର୍ଥ ଡେଥ୍ ଓଲ୍ଡ ଡିଜିଜ୍ ମାଇ ଡେ ଲର୍ଡ ଡ୍ୟୁ ଟୁ ମାଇ ଗୁରୁ ମହାରାଜ ଡ୍ୟୁ ଟୁ ମାଇ ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ ମାଷ୍ଟର ଆଇ କେମ୍ ଟୁ ନୋ ଦାଟ ୟୋର ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ଅଲ୍ଟିମେଟ୍ ଗୋଲ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଲାଇଫ ୟୋର ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ବ୍ଲିସ୍ଫୁଲ୍ ଲାଇଫ ୟୋର ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦ ପରଫେକ୍ସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ହ୍ୟୁମାନ ଫର୍ମ ଅଫ୍ ଲାଇଫ ନରୋତ୍ତମ ଦାସ ଠାକୁର ପ୍ରେସ୍ ଟୁ ୟୁ ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ଗିଭ୍ ମି ଏ ଚାନ୍ସ ଟୁ ବି ଡିପେଣ୍ଡ ଅନ୍ ୟୁ ଟୁ ବି ସେଭେଣ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ୟୋର ଲୋଟସ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଦେର୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ପର୍ସନ୍ ନେମ୍ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ୟୁ ମାଇଟ୍ ବି ନୋଇଂ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଲର୍ଡ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ରିଚ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୱାଇଲ୍ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ୱାଜ୍ ରୁଲିଂ ସମ୍ ପାର୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ଦ ୱେଷ୍ଟ ବେଙ୍ଗଲ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ ରିଚ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଆଜ୍ ୱେଲ୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଲର୍ଡ ସୋ ଇନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଇଣ୍ଡଷ୍ଟ୍ରି ସୋ ମେନି ପିପଲ୍ ୱେର୍ ୱାର୍କିଂ ୱିଥ୍ ହିମ୍ ସୋ ଏମଙ୍ଗ ଦ ପିପଲ୍ ଦେର୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ମୋମିଡିଆନ୍ ସୟଦ ହୁସେନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ନେମ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ସୟଦ ହୁସେନ୍ ସୋ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଲିଟିଲ୍ କନି ସୋ ହି ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ କ୍ୟାପ୍ଚର୍ ଦ ପୋଷ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ୱାଣ୍ଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ ସୋ ମେନି ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦ ଇଣ୍ଡଷ୍ଟ୍ରି ଆଣ୍ଡ ସମ୍ ହାଉ ହି ବିକେମ୍ ଏ ରିଚ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ୱେ ଇନ୍ ଦ ଷ୍ଟିଲିଂ ଇଟ୍ ୱାଜ୍ ଗୋଇଂ ଅନ୍ ବଟ୍ ସମ୍ ହାଉ ହି ହାଜ୍ ବିନ୍ କଟ୍ ରେଡ୍ ହ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡେଡ୍ ବାଇ ୱାନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦ ଅଦର୍ ୱାର୍କର୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ଦେନ୍ ଦାଟ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଟୁକ୍ ଟୁ ଦ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ଦେନ୍ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ୱାଜ୍ ଏ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଜ୍ ୱେଲ୍ ଏଜ୍ ଲ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଲର୍ଡ ହି ଟୋଲ୍ଡ ଦାଟ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ ସୁଡ୍ ବି ବିଟେନ୍ ବାଇ ଚାବୁକ୍ ଦେନ୍ ନେଭର୍ ହି ଆଗେନ୍ ବିଲ୍ ଆକ୍ଟ ଦିସ୍ ଟାଇପ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଟାଇପ୍ ଦେନ୍ ଦ ଅଦର୍ ୱାର୍କର୍ସ ଦେ ବେଟ୍ ବାଇ ଚାବୁକ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେର୍ ୱେର୍ ସୋ ମେନି ମିନ୍ସ ଡାଗ୍ସ ମିନ୍ସ ସୋ ମେନି ଲାଇନ୍ସ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ବେଟ୍ ଆଫ୍ଟର୍ ସମ୍ ଟାଇମ୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଏ କନି ପର୍ସନ୍ ହି କ୍ୟାପ୍ଚର୍ଡ ଦ ସିଟ୍ ଅଫ୍ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ହି ବିକେମ୍ ଦ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ବିକେମ୍ ହି ସର୍ଭେଣ୍ଟ ହି ଲଷ୍ଟ ହିଜ୍ କିଙ୍ଗଡମ୍ ହି ଲଷ୍ଟ ହିଜ୍ ରିଚେସ୍ ହି ଲଷ୍ଟ ହିଜ୍ ପୋଷ୍ଟ ଆଣ୍ଡ ପୋଜିସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ବିକେମ୍ ଏ ୱାର୍କର୍ ମିନ୍ ୱାଇଲ୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ୱାର୍କିଂ ଅଣ୍ଡର୍ ଦ ଜୁରିଡିକ୍ସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସୟଦ ହୁସେନ୍ ହୁ ୱାନ୍ସ ଦାଟ ସୟଦ ହୁସେନ୍ ଆଟ୍ ହିଜ୍ ପାଲାସ୍ ହିଜ୍ ୱାଇଫ୍ ସୋ ଦାଟ ଦେର୍ ଆର୍ ସୋ ମେନି ଲାଇନ୍ସ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ବେକ୍ ଦେନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ୱାଇଫ୍ ଆସ୍କ ୱାଇ ଦିସ୍ ଲାଇନ୍ସ ଆର୍ ଦେର୍ ଅନ୍ ୟୋର୍ ବେକ୍ ୱାଟ୍ ହେପନ୍ ଟୁ ୟୁ ଦେନ୍ ହି ନେରେଟେଡ୍ ଦ ଷ୍ଟୋରି ଦ ପ୍ରିଭିୟସ୍ ଷ୍ଟୋରି ଦାଟ ଆଇ ୱାଜ୍ ୱାର୍କିଂ ୱିଥ୍ ୱାନ୍ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ପର୍ସନ୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ଆଇ ଷ୍ଟୋଲ୍ ସମଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ବଟ୍ ଆଇ କଟ୍ ରେଡ୍ ହ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡେଡ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଏଜ୍ ଏ ପନିଶମେଣ୍ଟ ହି ବିଟ୍ ମି ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଚାବୁକ୍ ସୋ ହିଜ୍ ୱାଇଫ୍ ଇନ୍ଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ଟେଡ୍ ୱାଇ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ୟୁ ଗିଭ୍ ଦ ଗୁଡ୍ ପନିଶମେଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଦାଟ ପର୍ସନ୍ ବିକଜ୍ ନାଉ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଏ ରୁଲର୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଏ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଦେନ୍ ଦାଟ ସୟଦ ହୁସେନ୍ ସ୍ପୋକ୍ ନୋ ଆଇ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ବିକଜ୍ ଆଇ ହାଭ୍ ବିନ୍ ମେଣ୍ଟେନ୍ଡ ବାଇ ହିଜ୍ ରିଚେସ୍ ସୋ ହି ଇଜ୍ ମାଇ ଇଭେନ୍ ଦୋ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଏ ସର୍ଭେଣ୍ଟ ବଟ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦ ଏର୍ଲି ଟାଇମ୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଏ ଗ୍ରେଟ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ହାଉ କେନ୍ ଆଇ ପନିଶ ହିମ୍ ଦେନ୍ ଦାଟ ଲେଡି ଦ ୱାଇଫ୍ ଅଫ୍ ସୟଦ ହୁସେନ୍ ହି ଗେଭ୍ ୱାନ୍ ଆଇଡିଆ ୟୁ ଡୁ ୱାନ୍ ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଟୁ କନ୍ଭର୍ଟ ଦାଟ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଏଜ୍ ଏ ମୁସଲିମ୍ ଅଟୋମେଟିକ୍ ହି ବିଲ୍ ପନିଶଡ୍ ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ନୋ ନିଡ୍ ଟୁ ଗିଭ୍ ସମ୍ ସିଭିୟର୍ ପନିଶମେଣ୍ଟ ଦେନ୍ ହି କଲ୍ଡ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ଟୁ ହିଜ୍ କୋର୍ଟ ୟାର୍ଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ଦ ଏର୍ଲି ଡେ 500 ଇୟର୍ ବ୍ୟାକ୍ ସପୋଜ୍ ସମ୍ ଦ ରେମ୍ନେନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଦ ମୁସଲିମ୍ ଇଟ୍ ଥ୍ରୋନ୍ ଟୁ ଦ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ପର୍ସନ୍ ସୋ ଦାଟ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦ ଡେ ଶୁ ବି କନ୍ସିଡର୍ଡ ଏଜ୍ ଏ ମୁସଲିମ୍ ସୋ ହି ପୋର୍ ସମ୍ ୱାଟର୍ ଅନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ହ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ଟୋଲ୍ଡ ନାଉ ୟୁ ବିକେମ୍ ଏ ମୁସଲିମ୍ ସୋ ୟୁ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ପରଫର୍ମ ୟୋର୍ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ରିଲିଜନ୍ ସୋ ୱାଟ୍ ଏଭର୍ ୟୁ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ଡୁ ୟୁ ଡୁ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଅଲ୍ ଦ ହିନ୍ଦୁ ପିପଲ୍ ଷ୍ଟାର୍ଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ ନେଗ୍ଲେକ୍ଟ ହିମ୍ ବିକଜ୍ ହି ବିକେମ୍ ଏ ମୁସଲିମ୍ ଦେନ୍ ଦେ ରିମୋଟ୍ ଫ୍ରମ୍ ଦେର୍ ଭିଲେଜ୍ ସୋ ସୁବୁଦ୍ଧି ରୟ ୱାଜ୍ ଏଲିଟ୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଏ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ସୋ ମେନି ପିପଲ୍ ୱେର୍ ରିଲେଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ ଦାଟ ପର୍ସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ହି ଆସ୍କ ସୋ ମେନି ପିପଲ୍ ଆଟ୍ ଫାର୍ଷ୍ଟ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ୱେଷ୍ଟ ବେଙ୍ଗଲ ହି ଆସ୍କ ସମ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦ ବ୍ରାହ୍ମଣାସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ୱେଷ୍ଟ ବେଙ୍ଗଲ୍ ଦେ ଟୋଲ୍ଡ ଦୋ ହି ଟୋଲ୍ଡ ଦାଟ ନାଉ ଆଇ ବିକେମ୍ ଇମ୍ପିୟର୍ ବାଇ ଦ ଟଚ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ମୋମିଡିଆନ୍ ସୋ ଆଇ ୱାଣ୍ଟ ଟୁ ବିକମ୍ ପିୟର୍ I want to take a good atonement. So can one is there that he can give some good advice, how can I achieve good atonement? Then Brahmanas told, you have to give millions of cow to the Brahmana, and you have to feed the millions of Brahmana from this Navadip. Otherwise, you have to go to the whole holy place all over this India, and you have to go to the all river of the India and take bath at least once. Then you can be free from this type of contamination. But that word was not satisfied to Asubuddhi Rai. Then he left Bengal. Gradually he came to Kashi. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a form of his sannyasi. She was in Kashi. Nandasuto boli jare Beda guna gai Sai Krishna avatirna Chaitanya Gosai. In the Vedas, whose name is described as Nanda Sutta, Sutta means son of Nanda Maharaj, the same person is descended in the material world as a form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nanda Sutta boli jare Veda guna gai Sai Krishna avatirna Chaitanya Gosa, his name is Chaitanya. So somehow or there was a meeting with Subhudhi Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Kashi. So Subhudhi Rai, being a humble person, bowed down to the Lord and asked, "My dear Lord, I know that you are a great personality, but people don't know you are the personality of Godhead. So please tell me, how can I achieve my goal of life? In early days I was a Hindu, but due to coming contact with a Mohammedan king, I became a Mohammedan. So now the whole society, they are neglecting me, they are refusing me, they are not behaving me properly. So I discussed in my materialistic life, I came to Kashi. Meanwhile, you came to touch with me. Please tell me, how can I achieve my purpose of life?" The Lord Chaitanya spoke, "Just go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna karo tumi, sarva tirtho sanam. Krishna Krishna karo tumi, japa yajna dana. Just Krishna Krishna karo tumi, sarva tirtha snana." Person goes to a holy place and takes a bath in the Ganges, like Ganga Jamuna. Again he comes to his place, again performs sinful activity. That is no use at all. That's why Lord Chaitanya told, "Krishna Krishna karo tumi, japa yajna dana." You want to chant the holy name and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna karo tumi, japa means if you chant to some mantra, then chant the name of Krishna. Kakuti Koriya Krishna Dake Kovaro Aponara Boli Krishna Kore Angokara. Just to stand one time, "Oh my dear Lord Krishna, I am yours." Then Krishna comes, embrace to you. Hari Bol. Just once. Kakuti Kariya Krishna Dake Ekabadas, one stands the Lord's name, Krishna. Then Krishna comes and embraces you. Krishna Krishna karo tumi, japa yajna dan. Whatever charity you want to give, you give to Krishna. Whatever performance you want to perform, you perform for Krishna. And whatever names you chant to, you would like to chant, then chant name of Krishna. Krishna Krishna karo tumi japa yajna dana. Krishna Krishna karo tumi sarva tirtha snana. There is no need to take bath in the Ganges. You know why? Haridas Thakur was here present. So, Mother Ganga is called a pure river all over this. Nimnanganam Yatha Ganga. Ganga is the purest river in the whole of material world. But Mother Ganga, she does want, the devotee should want, devotee should enter her body and take bath. She wants to be purified by the presence of the devotee. This statement has been told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the final time while Lord Chaitanya, the Haridas Thakur, departed from this material world. And there was a huge meeting among the devotee. Lord Chaitanya spoke, "My dear devotee, you don't know the glory of Haridas Thakur. You don't know the perfection that how much he was pure. So I want to speak the glory of Haridas Thakur. Mother Ganges, Mother Ganga, she has a desire. When the Haridas Thakur will come, take his bath on my body, she will become purified by the presence of Haridas Thakur." Lord Chaitanya spoke. Vaishnava, the pure devotee, there is tomorrow, Hrudaye Sada, Govinda Vishram, Govinda Kahena Moro, Vaishnava Paran. Tomara Hrudaye Sada, Govinda Vishram, Govinda Kahena Moro, Vaishnava Paran. Prati Janme Kari Asa, Charane Radhuli, Naratama Karo Daya Aponara Boli. Just give the lotus, the dust of the lotus feet of the devotee. That's why Mother Ganga was waiting that when Haridas Thakur will come and take bath on her body. In the early time, Ganga used to appear in this material world. There was a meeting with Ganga and the person of God, Krishna. So Krishna wanted to send Ganga in the material world. So Ganga speaks to Lord Krishna, "My dear Lord, even though I am your meet servant, but I don't want to go to the material world. Because now Kali Yuga is going on. People are pursuing sin, countless mountains of sin. And every time they will perform sin, 24 hours they will perform sin, and as an atonement, they will come and take their bath on my body. I will become sinful by the presence of this Kali Yuga people. I don't want to go." Then Krishna spoke, "I give one option." "What option?" "You go. After some time, I will come and take bath on your body. But when I will disappear, when I come back to my abode, then my devotee will come. Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, when they will take bath on your body, you cannot imagine that by taking one bath, millions of sins, this direction of the sins will be derived from your body." He spoke. Once taking a bath, you see that while Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, we came to on the contest. So I was telling Subhadi Roy. So Subhadi Roy, then Lord Chaitanya instructed to go to Vrindavan and chant the holy name of the God, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then he went to Vrindavan and chanted the Mahamantra and became purified. So he was not performed any type of Jnana Kanda and Karma Kanda. There was another devotee whose later his name became Devaki Nandana Das. You know Devaki Nandana Das, who he was? He was Chapal Gopal, who committed a great offense on the lotus feet of Siva Thakur. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this Nama Sankirtan, so there were Dasmata Brahmanas and the Panditas of the Navadvip city totally they become envious to Lord Chaitanya. This Nimai is a 10-year-old boy. He is adopting some new process, but in the previous time we were not knowing that there was a process of holy name, chanting the holy name. If one person chants the holy name, can be purified, can he achieve the goal of his life? This Nimai, he is arrogant number one, he is a Brahmana boy. He is telling our to the all Brahmanas, we are either Brahmanas, we are telling lesson. How it can be possible that by chanting the holy name of the God, one can achieve the perfection? In this way, so many Brahmanas were envious. Among the all Brahmanas, there was a Brahman named Tapal Gopal. So Tapal Gopal, once he came to the Shiva Thakur's house, but outside door was closed, inside kirtan was going on. He knocked the door, but the devotee didn't give any response. So angrily he went away. Then in his mind he was thinking, the time will come, I will give one good lesson to Shiva Thakur. And meanwhile, automatically he will become degraded. There is no need to come to him and beat him by some stick. So in the midnight, that Tapal Gopal went to a crematorium and collected some bones, that he got daru bottles, that wine bottles, and some sindur, gulal, collected and just threw it inside the door and went out. While Shiva Thakur, in the early morning, he was going to take bath in the Ganges. While he opened the door, he saw there are two doors, there are indoor and outdoor. He threw it in the outdoor. Then he saw these things are there. And when the door was open, all the devotees, they were going to take bath. They saw, what is this? Wine bottle and bones and this gulal. That means Shiva Thakur is a cheater. He is a cheater number one. He is considering himself as a great devotee. But you see, he is drinking wine. He is eating meat. How type of devotee he is? He is pretending himself and telling that he is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. How can it be the devotee? By eating meat and drinking alcohol. In this way, his name was this time, this Shiva Thakur. But after some time, that Tapal Gopal, he afflicted by some disease called a leprosy. Then you know that leprosy person cannot stay in a society. That's why they have to remove that person. Then the all villagers told, now you afflicted with the leprosy disease, so you cannot stay here in our village. So go out. Then he went out in another village in the under the tree. He was asking some alms to person, and he was staying in this way, wherever the place he got. So after some time, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and he was going to the same route. So while Chaitanya took sannyas, then he was going, then this Tapal Gopal came to know that this is a real person, he can give me a good atonement to recollect my previous activity. So while Lord Chaitanya was going with his associate, just he fell down as a rod and spoke, my dear Lord, my dear Nimai, you are a great person. I came to know that you are appeared here to deliver the fallen conditioned soul. Patita pavana heto tava bhata mosam patita prabhu na paibe aar Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu daya karo more tomo mina ke dayalo jagat samsare. My dear Lord, you have appeared here just to deliver the fallen conditioned soul. Even though this statement has been given by Narottama Thakur, but he spoke in this way, my dear sir, I am the great fallen soul in the material world. Due to my misdeeds of this life and previous life, I became affected by leprosy disease. so. If you want to deliver me, please deliver me. But Lord Chaitanya was totally angry because he committed an offense towards the devotee Sivar Thakur. He spoke, "You rascal, you arrogant fellow, just go on suffering for not a one life. Thousands of life you have to suffer in the same disease because of you committed an offense, my pure devotee Sivar Thakur. You don't know who is my Sivar Thakur, who he is. You know who he is? He's my heart." In the early time, there was a meeting with Sivar Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while he was in Nimai. Then Nimai asked Sivar Thakur, "You don't have a good service, you don't have a good job, and you don't have a good business, but how you are maintaining your family members? Four brothers and their wives, and amongst your mother, father, there are 20 members. How do you maintain your family members? So please tell me." Now Sivar Thakur told these words, "My dear Lord, I go on begging because I am a Brahmana. That is my business. Whatever alms I get from the other neighbors, I cook and offer to my family members. One day I go for begging. Suppose one day I didn't get, and another day I go to begging. But three continuous day I go for begging. My dear Lord, I have full faith on you. 3 days, the third day of my begging, if I won't get any alms from the neighborhood, then I will commit suicide along with my family in the Ganges. So I will commit suicide." Then Lord Chaitanya Prabhu, surprise, how faith you have on me, my dear Sivar. I order to Lakshmi that even a richest person of the material world, he can be a beggar, but always Lakshmi should be there in your house. He is the Sivar Thakur. You arrogant fellow, you committed a great offense to Sivar Thakur. That's why you this has been affected on you. I cannot forgive you. Haristane aporadhe tare harinam tapostane aporadhe nahi parita. If one person commits offense to the lotus feet of the Lord, by chanting pure holy name of the God, that offense can be re-educated, can be forgiven. But one person commits offense to the devotee of the Lord, he cannot be forgiven. Even myself, I cannot forgive. This statement told by Lord Chaitanya as well as Krishna to this one of the saints, even to our forgiveness, that Durvasa. I am not free. So, in this way, Lord Chaitanya went, and second time he was coming, Ramkeli, Shantipur, then Ramkeli, then he went to Kanai Natsala, because this time the first planning, he wanted to go for Vrindavan, but devotee indicated there is a danger when he will cross this river from Kanai Natsala. Then again he returned back to Jagannath Puri in the same route. So while he was returning from the same route, this person met him again. Then he called down the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started to cry, "My dear Lord, please forgive me, you are Patit Bhavan. How can you be Patit Bhavan? You are not forgiving any Patit like me. How can your name be glorified by delivering the following conditioned souls? Please forgive me. Then Lord Chaitanya gave one idea. "You go to the house of Sivar Thakur and bow down to him and spoke, in the early time I was an arrogant fool. I committed a great mistake on you. So please forgive me. If he forgives, then you will become cured. Then he went to the house of Siva Thakur and bowed down and asked, "My dear Siva, I was arrogant fellow, I was a Brahmin, but due to my false ego, ahankare matta haiya, nitai podo pasoriya, ahankare matta haiya, nitai podo pasoriya, asachare satya korimani, asachare satya korimani, nitairo karuna hobe, braje radha krishna pabe, nitairo karuna hobe, braje radha krishna pabe, dharanita charana dukhani, dharanita charana dukhani, just ahankare mato haya nitai pada pasuriya asyatare satya kari mani, being puffed up by my position, by my post, by a high caste, I committed a great offense at your lotus feet. But I was not knowing that you are a great personality. Lord Chaitanya spoke me that you are not an ordinary soul. You are a great devotee of the personality of Godhead. So please forgive me. So Lord Chaitanya, being a devotee, he came very close to this leper Brahmana and embraced very tightly. While devotee embraced this chapel Gopal, he lepers were gone out. In that Kurma Khetra, Lord Chaitanya was traveling. There was another person. He called, there were two vipras, two brahmanas. The names are mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. One brahmana was Vasudeva Vipra. And another was leper Vasudev. So leper Vasudev met at the South India in the first tour of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was very well known about Lord Chaitanya is the personality of Godhead. Krishna, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He descended here to propagate the holy name of the gods, the Nama Sankirtan. Then somehow or other there was a katha meeting evening. There was a katha going on, and this leper Brahman, leper Vasudev, came to the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he appreciated and she glorified such a way. The Lord Chaitanya was observing how this Brahmana is glorifying me. Yam Brahma Varunanga Rudra Maruta Sumbanti Dibya Stabbe Veda Sangha Upanishad Gayanti Yam Samaga Dhyana Vasishta Tad Gatara Manasa Pashyanti Yam Yoginam Yashanta Nabidu Sura Asuragana Devaya Tasme Namah. He recited 100 shlokas to appreciate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he went on speaking the glory of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya could not tolerate that he woke up and tried to embrace this leper Brahmana. His leper was gone. This was the personality of a Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in this way, that Brahmana also got attainment, this leper Brahmana. Then you know, later what his name, he initiated by the devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he was Devaki Nandan Das. He wrote one bhajan, you know that bhajan, na? Navadipa Vasi Yata Vaishnavera Gan Sa Prathame Vandana Kori Tahara Charan and Nilantala Vasi Yata Vaishnavera Gan. In this way, he glorified all the Vaishnava from this earth. And in this way, he became a perfect person. So, that is called real attainment. In while that Yamadutas came back to Yamaraj and left out this Ajamil, then they came to Yamaraj, they thrown their identity cards. My dear Sarkar, we don't want this type of job at in your premise. What happened? Then they removed the t-shirt and saw the back. Who Sulan? Sulan, yeah, because they were being beaten by that Vishnudutas. Then Yamaraj called, "You fools and rascals, why did you go there? Oh Prabhu, you wrote his name Adamil, you brought him. And again you are telling, why did you go there? What is this?" Then he told whom to be brought and whom to be not brought. He told six type of person, you can bring them to me. And he spoke the person, the certain person, you don't bring them. So first he spoke, Tananayadham asato bimukhan mukunda padarabinda makaranda rasad adasram niskinchanai paramaham sakular asanget jushtat gahe nire vartmani baddhatishtam tananayadham asato bimukhan mukunda. You bring this fools and rascals who are bimukhatetasa, means those who don't look Krishna, don't want God in their life. Tananayadu asato bimukhan mukunda. And they don't want to follow the Vedic principles, the religious principles. You bring those rascals to me. Padara binda makarna rasat adasam. And you bring the rascals who are not serving the devotee of the Lord. He spoke this way. Those who are getting the honey from the lotus feet of the god, and those arrogant fools, those are not serving the devotee, you bring the rascals to me. Tananayadham asdo bimukhan mukunda padara binda makaranda rasat adasam nishtinchanahi paramahansa kulay asanget. And persons who are totally addicted to the materialistic life, grahamedi, you bring those fools and rascals, I will punish them. He spoke three type of person should be brought to his courtyard. And another spoke, he is speaking, Jibhana bhakti bhagavat puna nama dheyam chetas nasvarati to charanaravindam krishnaya nanamati yasira ekadapi tananayadham asat vitta vishnu krityam. Jibha nama bhakti, specifically he speaks about the human being. Jibha means the tongue. Nam bhakti, whose tongue is not chanting the glory of the Lord, not chanting the holy name of the God, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he brings those rascals to me. Jibha nam bhakti bhagavat guna namadhyam. And whose tongue is that? He don't glorify the activity of the Lord. You bring those rascals to me. Jibha nam bhakti bhagavat guna namadhyam. Chetas na svarati to charanaravindam. Chetas means chetana, mind. Persons who are not remembering the God in his personal life, you bring all the rascals to me, all the arrogant fellows to me. I want to punish them. Jibha na bhakti bhagavat guna namadhyam. Chetas na svarati to charanaravindam. Krishnaya na namati. Person in the whole life, he has not bowed down to the person of God Krishna, you bring this rascal to me. Krishna means, he speaks about devotee and Krishna. Those persons who don't bow down to the devotee and Krishna, they can be there at the persons, they should be punished. So you bring all the rascals to me, I want to punish them. Then this Adamil, he was chanting the holy name of the God. You know what is the power of the holy name? Eko Krishna Nama Kare Sarva Papa Khaya Nava Vida Bhakti Hoye Nishtar. You should confirm that by chanting one pure holy name, all the reaction of the sinful activity will be eradicated from his life. Eko Krishna Nama Kare Sarva Papa Khaya, all the sinful reactions, the reaction of the sinful activity can be eradicated by chanting one name of Krishna, Hari Bol. Navabidha Bhakti Haya Nishtha. Then the nine process of devotional service depends on the chanting of the holy name. In this way, he spoke the glory of the holy name, and the purport has been told. The real atonement means just try to become a devotee, surrender yourself to the personality of Godhead. That is the real atonement. Hare Krishna. Is there some question? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. In which abode Yamaraja and Yamadutas stay?
That is called Narka Loka, and one instance near the under the Patal Loka, there is Narka Loka that he stays.
But that is not spiritual planet, or
that is spiritual planet. Actually, Yamaraj is a pure devotee of the Lord,
yeah.
But wherever he stays, that is the place. It is called the spiritual abode.
Yeah.
Then how it can be? Just once there was Lord Chaitanya was after his sannyas, he wanted to go to Jagannath Vrindavan, but he was told by some of the devotees, he converted. Means he told by some of the gwalas that he should come to the Santipur and meet all of the devotees. Then the next arrangement was there. So meanwhile he came to the Ganga River, thinking that it is Yamuna. Then suddenly he saw Advaita Acharya. Advaita, how come you be in Vrindavan? Then Advaita spoke, my dear Lord, wherever you are, that place is Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. So even though he is in the Narka Loka, that place is the spiritual for this Yamaraj. Wherever devotee stays, that place is Vrindavan.
Yajine
Guhe Bhajan Dekhi Guhate Goloka Bhar.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna, these Yamadutas, they are devotees of Krishna or they are devotees of Yamaraja?
They are not pure devotee, mixed devotee. They are category of the devotee, Uttam Adhikari, Kanishta Adhikari, and Madhyam Adhikari. They can be called as Kanishta Adhikari.
Yeah.
But Yamaraja is a pure devotee.
Yeah, yeah. That means if this Yamadutas make a mistake or sin, are they liable to be punished?
The person who has adopting the human form of life, he has four defects. Committing mistake, senses are imperfect, is an illusion, and the tendency to cheat. So, even though sometimes the demigods also, they commit some mistake. So, what we got this person?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for your wonderful class. I have one question. Always Srila Prabhupada used to quote that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. And unless one comes to the stage of the soul, it is very difficult to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, which is for the Paramahansas. So actually what is the procedure? Exactly how we can come to that platform of the soul? Because already we are practicing for many years, but actually we are on the bodily platform, little bit mixed. So sometimes we get bliss in spiritual realization, sometimes we come again on the bodily platform. So how we can come to that platform? What is the exact procedure to come on the soul platform? So please.
It has been told by Vrindavan Thakur. So this is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He was Sakha, Gwala. And Vrindavana Das Thakur, he was personally Vyasdev. He spoke these signs. How to come out the bodily concept of life. He spoke, Jibero Nistaro Hetu Sutre Kaila Vyaso Mayavada Vasa Sunile Hoyo Sarvanasa Jao Bhagavato Ko
Chaitanya Charane Chaitanya Nitai Rase Janiye Mahima Tate Jani Krishna Bhakti Siddhante Rasima
Jibero Nishtara Hetu Sutra Palaga Sutra means scrutinizingly. Srimad Bhagavatam, it is not just an ordinary grantha, it is not an ordinary scripture. Very describedly, very scrutinizingly spoke how to get rid from this material calamity. And who spoke? Bhagavat, Vyasa himself. Jibero Nishtara Hetu Sutra Palaga Vyasa. Maya Vada Bhasya Sunile Haya Sarma. This is the hook. Hook means hook. Maya Bad. In the mortal world, wherever you go, there would be 1% devotee. 99% are all Maya Badis. Isn't that it? So we are hearing something from Bhagavatam. But when you go out, the influence of Kali is so powerful, again he pulls down. Again we become weak. Jao Bhagavata Pura Bhaktamara Sane Ekanto Asraya Karo Chaitanya Charane. And just go on reading Srimad Bhagavatam, associate with the devotee of the Lord, read Bhagavatam, this five book of this, the limbs of the devotees are bestowed. In this way, one person can come out of this condition. Don't hear from Mayavad. He spoke in this way. Hear from Vaishnavas. Any other questions? Srimad Bhagavatam ki Abhita Narabinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj ki Gaur Pemanande.
Hari Hari Bol.